I hope you had a great weekend, and for all of you mothers, I hope you had a wonderful, meaningful Mother's Day where you felt celebrated and treasured. It was a big Mother's Day yesterday. I went out to this restaurant and went to a buffet, and I just am so mad at myself. I mean, I'll be okay, but I'm so mad at myself for just like eating too much ice cream. I can't help it, man. That soft serve ice cream, when that is right, man, I can't stay away from it. I mean, I got a little problem. No, actually, it's kind of a big problem. Hey, it's a Manic Monday. We've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, and I'm going to remind you again that it's Monday. You had a nice weekend. Okay, cool. And speaking of cool, it was really nice yesterday, and it's a very, very pleasant day today. I mean, this morning, I walked out on my balcony, looked over the lake, and the breeze, it just feels so good. And it just, let's not get used to this, because you've just heard Peyton Malone in the forecast say Thursday through Sunday, low 90s. Ouch. I'm not looking forward to that. That's not my favorite kind of temperature. This is not my favorite time of the year in that way. It's my favorite time of the year for other things, but boy, not for the temperatures. And not only that, but it's going to be very, very humid. So let's just get ready. But man, enjoy this day today. If you can get out after work today, get out and enjoy it, because it's going to be another really, really nice evening. All right. So apparently, former President Joe Biden is embarking on a media tour, and Democrats are saying, don't do it, Joe. Stop. Yeah, he does not need to be out there talking. Joe Biden does not need to be out there talking, but he is going to do it. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I want to mention that posted on the WWL.com website, also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account, is a blog with really part of our show from Friday. Is Trump responsible for the public's distrust in the news media? And this started when Brett Baer from Fox News said, yeah, of course he's responsible for distrust in the media. And I got some comments from people say, yeah, it all started with with Trump in 2016. You know, it's so easy to think that. It's so easy to be told that and believe it. But that's not true. Distrust in the media started long before 2016. It's been going on for a long time. It has ramped up because of the president. It's ramped up because of his attacks on the media, and he attacks the media because, as we have said, the sitting president does not like any criticism whatsoever. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. You can go to Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram, comment, and I will read some of your comments on the show this afternoon. But, you know, I have continued to study and pay attention to communication theory, the relationship between mass media and society, and marketing, and you know, I continue to pay attention to those things, and I've studied those things throughout my career. And honestly, I think I'm one of the few people in this business, nationally even, that really understands the media. You know, there are people that pop on television, that pop on the radio, and they really don't have a clear understanding of communication theory, and I don't think they really understand, you know, what they're involved in. They just do it with a lack of understanding. Well, I have made it a point over the years, because it fascinated me, I've made it a point to pay attention to those things and to pay attention to communication theory and how all of this works. And so I apply that when things like this come up, like, why is there distrust in the media? And I explain that in the blog that I wrote, again, posted on our website, at SOTA, Facebook, and Instagram. And we'll get into that a little bit later. So Bill Belichick has agreed to another interview, the first interview since his other interview on CBS went viral with his girlfriend Jordan Hudson interrupting the whole thing and then walking away. He's going to appear on Good Morning America this coming Friday, May 16th. So that should be kind of interesting. I wonder if his girlfriend's going to be there. I mean, if she's going to be there, this will be must-see TV. If she's not going to be there, it might be interesting, but it's not going to be as compelling. Saturday Night Live was pretty funny. Now, I missed the opening. I don't know what the cold opening was, but I saw it from the opening monologue with this guy from White Lotus who has, at the age of 53, he's become a sex symbol. Now, I have not watched White Lotus. You know, it sounds really interesting. I'm kind of binging on two other things. Right now, I'm binging on Bob's Burgers, which I did not watch. I did not watch it when it was on in regular runs, when it was on, what, I guess, Fox. It had a regular series run. I missed it. I did not pay attention to Bob's Burgers. Man, that show is so damn funny. I love it. So I'm kind of binging on that every night. And also, I've been binging on Love on the Spectrum. Love on the Spectrum is a show about people who are young adults, maybe mid-20s. They're on the spectrum of autism. They have autism. And it's about their dating lives. It's about how some of them are just desperate to meet somebody. And it's really enlightening. And it's very cool. And it kind of reminds you about, you know, we make things so complicated. The show Love on the Spectrum kind of reminds you that relationships can be a lot easier than they really are. And we make everything so complicated. It's so simple with these people who are on the spectrum. And some of them are like in their mid-20s and they've never kissed a person. They've never been kissed. And it's really kind of amazing. So I recommend that to you, Love on the Spectrum. So I've been kind of binging on that. So I haven't binged on White Lotus, but, you know, from what I hear about the show, I think it would be kind of interesting. So I'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. And I am so excited, as I know many of you are, that Derek Carr has retired. This just answers a huge question about what to do with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is retiring. I hope the best for him. I wish the best for him. I don't want any bad things to happen to him. I don't even know the guy. But I don't want him to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. And I don't like the deal that he had with Dennis Allen, that as long as Dennis Allen was head coach, he was going to be the starting quarterback. I didn't like that. I think you should earn your position. And that wasn't the deal. So Dennis Allen is gone, and now Derek Carr is gone. And again, I wish him the best in retirement, but I'm happy that he's not going to be the quarterback for the Saints. Mike Dettillier says the Saints have to go out and get a veteran quarterback. You know, I hate to disagree with Mike Dettillier, and it would be nice if we had a nice veteran quarterback. I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's available. But I kind of like the idea that the pressure might be put on these rookies to just get up to speed and make it. Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler, I think those are the main two. And I want them in a battle. And it will be interesting to see who wins that battle. But, you know, let's remember, we can look back over the last couple of years in the NFL, and rookie quarterbacks have done well. Some teams have gotten to the playoffs with rookie quarterbacks. Now, everybody's not going to be a Jaden Daniels. I get that. But there's Bo Nix with the Broncos. And there were some other rookie quarterbacks that in the last couple of years have done really well. So it would be nice to have a veteran quarterback in there. But, you know, not just a veteran journeyman who's gone from team to team to team. Not just a typical quarterback who has been back up with other teams. He's a veteran quarterback. I don't want that. And maybe I'm wrong. But I just want the new life of a rookie quarterback. Maybe if we can't get anybody good. I mean, look, if you could get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't like Aaron Rodgers' politics, but the guy's still a good quarterback. And if in the right situation, Aaron Rodgers could kill it in the NFL. So I don't know if that's even a possibility. So I like the idea of a rookie quarterback just saying, hey, this is your job. Go out and do it. And you can do it. But just these typical quarterbacks that go from team to team to team, and they're a starter here, backup here, then they're a starter here, backup here, backup here, then they're a starter. I don't want that quarterback again. You know, I don't think we need that. So, you know, we can talk about that this afternoon as well. Also, we have got to talk about the plane. The current president of the United States is being offered a plane that is estimated in value at $400 million from the government of Qatar. This just doesn't sound right to me, and it is against the Constitution. Now, again, there are some people who want to throw out the Constitution, or they want to dismiss the Constitution if it prevents one of the people that they support from doing something. So it's like picking and choosing when you apply the Constitution. Second Amendment, we apply the Constitution. Other things, the hell with the Constitution. But it clearly states in the Constitution that sitting presidents cannot accept gifts. Now, there are token gifts exchanged among leaders all the time, but those are like token gifts. This is a gift that suggests that Qatar is going to somehow get preferential treatment. Now, it seems like the current administration has found a way to bring this jet in through the Defense Department and then make it part of the current president's library. Did you hear any talk about a library for the president when he was president before? I mean, the man doesn't read. It could be a library with no books. I don't know. But if it is assigned to a presidential library, isn't that something that the president or the former president could use? I would think so. I mean, he's not going to allow this $400 million jet to just sit there. I mean, if he gets it, he's going to use it. The question is, should he have it? Should he accept it? Well, there are people on the right, including the wacko Laura Loomer, who loves Trump. She admits she loves him. I think she loves him on a deeper level. I think she wants to bang him. And so she is a diehard Trump supporter. She's against it. And she says the idea that he accepts this is disappointing to her. So should the current sitting president of the United States accept this gift? We're going to talk about that this afternoon. If you have a comment and you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Wow, I am so excited to hear all the excuses about why the president of the United States should accept a $500 million jet from a foreign government that supports Al-Qaeda affiliates, and it's all justified by his attorney general, whose previous job was a lobbyist for the government of Qatar, whose husband was one of the top fundraisers. This woman earned $115,000 a month lobbying on behalf of the Qatari government. So it should come as no surprise that she says, oh, yeah, we checked this out. This is cool. This passes constitutional muster. You got to be kidding me, man. If you can't see this as for what it is, this is the most, this may be the most blatant example of corruption that we've seen from this president in either term.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from the current president's supporters that he should have it, even though there are many on the right who say he should not. And there are many on the left who say he should not. If Joe Biden were given this offer, the very people who are supporting the current president would be going ballistic. Some of them might even have heart attacks. I mean, they really might have heart attacks. They'd be going crazy.
It's crazy that, you know, if Joe Biden is still in office and there's a government out there that says, okay, here's a check for $50 million to Al-Qaeda, let's get that in the mail. Here's a check for $50 million to the Al-Nusra Front in Syria. Let's get that out of the mail. And now here's a $400 million jet to the president of the United States. And then, it's going to go to his library. They're going to let him use it as part of his. If you think Donald Trump is not going to be flying around on that jet for the rest of his time on this earth.
Oh, he's gonna trash that 757.
You're the world's biggest sucker.
The Trump plane right now, that's a piece of crap.
It's a junk.
It's a piece of crap compared to what he's going to get.
Unbelievable.
Described as a flying palace. And the current president is into gold. He's into gaudy things. I don't like his style, but, you know, some people do like it, and he's certainly entitled to have his own style. But the current president has an affection for gold and gold-plated things, and apparently this plane is very, very gaudy. And, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern architecture is very gaudy. Some of it very beautiful, but some of it tends to be rather gaudy. So, you know, we'll talk about whether or not he should have the jet. And again, if it goes to the, and I think it's kind of a joke, because why was there no talk about the president having a library when he left office the first time? Because there's always talk about that, but I never heard any talk about that. And, you know, nobody knew for sure that he was going to win again.
I think we've gotten accustomed as a society to having two-term presidents. So the fact that it in our sort of modern life, and many, if not most, voters that are alive now do not remember what it's like to have a president that only lasted one term. So
maybe
I think,
so.
You know, it wasn't until, you know, I don't know, January 20th or whatever, that we were sure that he wasn't going to be the president again in 2020.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but what's going to be in that library?
I don't know. I mean, if it's true to the president and his attitude, there couldn't be any books in it. I mean, that would be hypocritical for there to be even one book in there. All right, we're also going to talk about bike lanes. There was a Newsmax guest who said that bike lanes are un-American and they're communist garbage. This is insanity. But we'll talk about that. All right, if you've got a comment, want to talk about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And for those of you who think, and I'm so tired of this, that we only talk about the current president, I want you to just make notes of all the things we talk about today. That's fair. It's not fair to say, well, you only talk about the president. No, we don't only talk about the president. We talk about a hell of a lot of things on this show. In fact, I think on this show we cover a lot of stuff. We cover more because of the format of our show. We cover more topics than a lot of talk show hosts because that's just the format of our show. Other talk show hosts have a different format, but we cover a lot of things on the show. So we don't only talk about the current president. All right, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And I'll just take a moment to hope all of you mothers had a great Mother's Day yesterday. It was a beautiful day. Restaurants were packed. And I really hope you had a nice day. I went to this buffet yesterday, and it was pretty crowded with mothers and families. And I ate some of the food, but I really like soft ice cream. And I mean, I gorged myself. I ate 4 bowls of ice cream. And I mean, I felt kind of disgusted after. I don't feel like I put on any weight since yesterday. But man, I got a little problem with that soft serve ice cream. If it's right, I cannot stop eating it. I'm kind of addicted. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, this $400 million jet from the government of Qatar, I've heard a lot of different pronunciations. It has been retrofitted as a high-security, gold-trim version of Air Force One. Now, Air Force One is any jet the president flies in. Sometimes it's the smaller 757, and sometimes it's the 747. This jet that's being gifted to the president from Qatar is a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and it's described as a flying palace, and it's being given free of charge. But there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of supporters of the current president who were against it. Fox News host Mark Levin, a strong supporter of the current president, said that Qatar is a terror state, and he warns that this kind of gift is no cover for anti-American, Jew-hating propaganda. Very strong support of the current president, Laura Loomer, a MAGA loyalist. She says it's not good. It's bad, and it should not be accepted by the current president. And she said, if he accepts it, I love him, but I will be disappointed. All right, before we get to any of your comments, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The Founding Fathers would not approve, but nevertheless, the current president is accepting a very, very expensive present from a foreign government.
When President Donald Trump travels to the Middle East this coming week, reportedly he'll accept a luxury Boeing jumbo jet as a gift from the royal family of Qatar. and that U.S. officials could possibly convert the plane to a new version of Air Force One. That according to ABC News. Officials plan to equip the aircraft with secure communications and other classified elements. ABC says administration officials anticipate questions about the president accepting the gift from a foreign government and have prepared analysis arguing that doing so would be legal. The Constitution bars anyone holding government office from accepting any present, emolument, office, or title from any king, prince, or foreign state without congressional consent. The report says that after Trump leaves office in 2029, the jumbo jet will be transferred to the foundation overseeing a presidential library. Donna Water, Washington.
Yeah, you know, what do you think it's going to cost? Now, remember, our government's broke. Remember all the federal employees who were fired? Remember all the cutbacks from DOGE? Remember this whole idea of cutting back on government? How much is it going to cost to equip that jet with all that is needed to make it equivalent to the 747 or the 757 that the President of the United States flies in? Wow, it's going to cost a lot. But that doesn't matter. It's a $400 million jet. It's not just jets. The final living hostage living in Hamas captivity has been freed. And according to Hamas representation, this is a gift to the current administration.
There has been no immediate confirmation from Israel that Idan Alexander is no longer a hostage. Alexander was taken from his military base in southern Israel during Hamas's cross-border attack on October 7, 2023, which set off the war in Gaza. His release would be the first since Israel shattered an eight-week ceasefire with Hamas in March, unleashing fierce strikes on Gaza that have killed hundreds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, here's some good news. The current president has a new plan to tackle the high cost of prescription drug cost. That's good. But will the drug makers go for it?
President Trump has signed an executive order giving drug makers a 30-day deadline to lower drug costs. If they don't meet the deadline, drug makers could face new limits over what the government will pay. The order asked the health department to broker new price tags for drugs. If a deal isn't reached, a new rule will tie the price of what the U.S. pays for medications to lower prices paid by other countries.
We're going to equalize. We're all going to pay the same. We're going to pay what Europe's going to pay.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz says drug makers want low prices for Americans, too.
We're looking forward to a thoughtful interaction with these corporate leaders, many of whom we've spoken to and in quiet will agree the system is not right the way it is.
The federal government spends hundreds of billions of dollars on prescription drugs, injectables, transfusions, and other medications every year through Medicare. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Hey, I hope he succeeds at that because that would help a lot of people. Late last week, the advisor to the president, Stephen Miller, said that the White House is looking for ways to put people in prison without a trial or even formally charging them with anything.
White House advisor Stephen Miller says the Trump administration is considering suspending habeas corpus, a person's right to challenge the legality of their arrest or detention.
The Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not.
Miller told reporters Friday that the Trump administration is going to pursue immigration enforcement and cooperation in every city.
The law is the law is the law. And if obstruction, if hindering, if harboring occurs, then the full range of potential penalties applies to any federal official, any state official or local official that's engaging in obstructionist behavior.
Miller says now that the Trump administration has achieved sealing the border, it's going to put more resources into mass deportations. Donna Water, Washington.
You don't think that's scary? You don't think it's kind of scary that the current administration is looking for ways to just put people in prison without a trial? I mean, do I even want to live in this country? You know, one of the great things when you travel, one of the great things that you learn about America is that we have a constitution. It's one of the comforting things about being in America. But if that isn't in effect anymore, what the hell good is this country? The president, the tough president, tough guy, has backed off his threat to hit China with massive tariffs, and Wall Street's loving it.
Investors are relieved that the U.S. and China will get down to work on a new trade agreement after fears that empty store shelves would soon become a reality in the U.S., while tariff uncertainties prompted the Federal Reserve to warn that risks have been heightened for higher inflation and unemployment, a stagflation scenario that the Fed says it's ill-equipped to handle. Tech, retail, and logistics stocks are seeing the biggest gains from the stock rally, including shares in Wayfair and RH jumping by double digits.
Well, it sounds to me like the president's kind of backing down a little bit on the tariff threats. All right, Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial is underway and will probably take some time.
Opening statements in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial, shedding more light on the charges against him and how each side plans to present their case. One of the hip-hop mogul's lawyers telling jurors that Combs' accusers were motivated by money. Cassie, who is seen on video being beaten up by Combs in a hotel hallway, demanded $30 million when she sued him. And another witness demanding $22 million in a breach of contract lawsuit. Combs' lawyer saying, "I want you to ask yourself, how many millions of reasons does this witness have to lie?" Prosecutors told jurors that these women loved Combs and wanted to make him happy, and that they were stuck in abusive relationships and depended on Combs for almost everything. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Well, apparently, and they brought this up on Saturday Night Live, apparently one of the problems with seating the jury came from the idea that they had to find people who had not actually had sex with Sean Diddy Combs. That's it for Scoot's News Briefs. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to come back with your calls and get to some of your text messages. So the current president thinks he can do whatever he wants. And you know he's going to be flying around in this jet forever. I mean, he's going to trash that Trump piece of crap, the plane that has his name on it. But I don't know, he might need it because he might want to go to some smaller airports, and this big 787 Dreamliner from Boeing would not be able to land in some of those airports. But this is just the kind of thing that the current president would have a hard time giving up. Even if they find a way to go in the back door with this thing, do you think he should accept the plane? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, it's kind of strange, you know. Some people just kind of get off on doing the wrong thing. ABC reporter Rachel Scott talked to the current president about the free $400 million jet from the government of Qatar. And the president said, "You shouldn't be embarrassed asking that question." Look, Mr. President, that's a legitimate question. But the president got really bent out of shape, and he said, "You're ABC, you're fake news, right? Only ABC. Well, a few of you would. Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I would pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much." The reporter tried to follow up. "Respectfully, sir, as a businessman, some people may look at this and say that you have been given a gift worth millions of dollars and then the current president cut her off and said, "It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better because you've been embarrassed enough. And so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster." That reaction alone is very juvenile. That reaction alone tells you that he's not really that comfortable with accepting this gift, that he knows it's a problem, but he can't stand it. He can't possibly give this gift up because this is the kind of thing he loves. I mean, I would love it too. I'd even take his old plane. The plane that has his name on it. That's like nothing compared to what he's going to get. And the way money is poured into things in the Middle East, and the way some countries make things, some royal families make things, I mean, they have unlimited supply of money. And I'm sure this is one hell of a jet, and they're just giving it to him. They're going to backdoor it in through the Department of Defense, but you and I know what's going on here. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Charles. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show.
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Good. First, let me say, at least he's being upfront and transparent with what this country's trying to do for him. How much of this stuff went through the back door in different companies for the other president?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, this deal makes what Hunter Biden did look like nothing.
Well, that again, it's yeah. Opinions.
But no, of course.
Anyway, I was calling about you fussing about him putting people in jail without due process.
Yeah, yeah.
What about January 6th? What did Democrats do there?
What about it?
Well, didn't they put people in the dungeons there in Washington in jail for months and months with no recourse?
Are you kidding?
What?
Are you really asking this question to me, Charles? On the air in front of all these people, you're really asking me this question?
Now you sound like... Well,
Are you really asking me this question? Seriously.
Are you a squirrel? I mean, everything's about opinion, Scoot.
You're asking this question, seriously, in front of all these people.
I don't care who it's in front of.
There are tens of thousands of people listening to you right now, Charles. Don't be thick.
You want to give out your name and, like, your family members' names and where you work? Do you want this? You want all this to reflect on you, Charles, this week with this question? I mean, are you serious with this question?
Yeah. Good luck, Scoot. Yeah.
Charles, they all had trials. He hung up.
He hung up.
Okay. They all had trials. I could not believe that man called up with that question. And this guy's got a vote. This non-thinking human gets to vote. You can think what you want, but the January 6th people had trials. They were found guilty by judges, or I don't know, did they have juries of their peers?
I mean, it depends on what the charges
I don't know.
Were. They all had lawyers.
They had defense lawyers.
You know, if they bonded out, they got to go home and be with their families and get ready for their potential prison sentence. It was the largest criminal investigation in U.S. history. It was all
they had trials
above board. And don't forget about whatever Laura Loomer told you or whatever about their hostages and they're in the dungeon. They're in jail just like anybody else who beat up a cop.
Yeah.
Or, did a B&E on a government building. Those people committed those crimes. They were found guilty of them. Many of them pled guilty to those crimes. And now none of them are in jail anymore because Trump released them all in the opening days of his. It's wild that he would not understand that. And how that's different from what we're talking
about
today.
When somebody like that calls this show with that kind of question, it makes me embarrassed to be an American. I mean, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing how uninformed many people are. Totally uninformed. Totally brainwashed into thinking one thing. The inability to think for oneself and to accepting what you're told without even thinking. What do I think about the January 6th people who were thrown in jail compared to what the current president is saying about the White House is looking into ways to put people in jail without even charging them? That's not America. That's not America. And so this gentleman calls and wants to know why they were put in jail, comparing it to the idea that people get thrown in jail without charges. They were charged and they were found guilty. You can disagree with the verdict, but the fact is they were charged and found guilty and then put in jail. I cannot believe that was a question that was asked.
It's the kind of person you see walking down the street with their shoes on their hands. You know, it's like, what are you doing, man? How?
I mean, it's stunning to me. And I shouldn't be stunned. But I guess I'm so naive that I just think that there are people smart enough that if they were that... All right. If they were going to ask that question, they would ask it privately to somebody and not call this show and ask the question in front of everybody. And I'm sure that guy doesn't want people to know where he works or the name of his family members, because that was an embarrassment to everybody that he's in contact with.
And, you know, and we should break soon, but it's okay to not know everything. It's okay to have a couple blind spots. It's okay to be ignorant
yes.
about some of the finer points about how our government, how the justice system works. But if you pair that ignorance with this sort of like mendacious, vicious, like you're wrong, you're the idiot, you're lying, you're fake news. Like, it's okay to not know everything, but if you're going to be a jerk about it and tell us that we're lying to you, we will respond appropriately, and it might not come off that friendly because you yeah. set the tone for this conversation.
Great point. Very well said. And look, I want to say this one more time. I'm still getting this on Facebook. People are calling me a liar. I've never lied on this show. And whenever I say, okay, tell me a lie that I've told, I say this openly on the air. Nobody has actually come up with a lie that I've told. Nobody. All the people who hate me, all the people who want to discredit me, they can't come up with one lie I've told. Because I don't lie. And everything we say about the sitting president is true. If you don't like it, that doesn't make it a lie. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. As the current president prepares to fly to the Middle East to accept this flying palace as a gift from a foreign government, he might be singing this song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, please hold on. I mean, if you have a question like Charles, go ahead and ask the question, because we're having a lot of fun with really dumb questions. I mean, it's amazing how some people cannot connect the dots. We'll help you connect the dots. I've Scoot on the air. We're coming right back with more, and there's a lot to talk about on WWL.